We're doing Tayag Mitzvot, and before Kaddish, after we read the Brice of Rabbi Yishmael, everyone's supposed to read the Brice of Rabbi Yishmael. That's our oral learning every day. We read Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Bishlosh Lamidot, our 13 laws of inference, and how we derive the Torah. So the one who's leading the congregation should say, I'm preparing myself to say the Kaddish and the Amin that are in it, and to have Kavana in the Kaddish, and the congregation should think to themselves or say, we're preparing ourselves to say Amin to the Kaddish and Yehei Shmei Rabba out loud with all our strength and with intent, as our sages instituted on the verse in Ezekiel, that God says that in the ultimate war, God will be sanctified in the eyes of all the nations, and that's what the Kaddish corresponds to. Kaddish corresponds to the ultimate war of Gog and Magog, that God will be sanctified. And I'm prepared as part of this, in this ultimate war where Amalek will be wiped out, to fulfill the biblical commandment to commemorate what Amalek did to us, as the verse says, remember what they did. And the verse says that there, when once we have a king in Israel, then we have a biblical obligation to go out to war against them and not forget what they did to us, as the verse says, don't forget. And so too, when we get to the part of the prayer where we say, V'kiavtanu malkeinu l'shimcha gadol, I'll have in mind this biblical commandments, and so to all the Kaddishim, these are all a reference in a sense also to the war against Amalek. Before we begin Baruch Shamar, a person is supposed to take the two tzitzis in front and hold in his hand, and he says, what am I doing with Baruch Shamar? I'm saying the blessing that introduces the verses of praise, Psukei Zimra. So the person says, I'm getting ready to thank and praise and exalt my Creator with the songs of David, your servant, and bless you with the blessing of Baruch Shamar. And the blessing of Baruch Shamar, our sages tell us, our sages once had a note fall down from heaven, and on that note was written Baruch Shamar. Baruch Shamar is one prayer that was not written by our sages, but rather we got as a gift from heaven. The sages once got a note fall down from heaven, and on it was written Baruch Shamar, and therefore our sages instituted that every day we say this blessing as an introduction to the verses of praise. And I will have intent in the verse of Ashrei Potech et Yadecha, as our sages said, that intent is critical in that verse. In the verse of Ashrei, it is critical that one have intent, otherwise one was not yotze the obligation of reading Ashrei. And when we reach the verse of Ata Moshel Bakol, we say, and you Hashem, you rule everything, and Baruch Shama. So we give. I will give tzedakah. You guys probably see the Sfar didn't do that. And I'm in giving charity, I'm fulfilling the biblical commandment that God commanded me to give charity, as the verse says, "Patoch tiftach yadacha." Open your hand to give charity to the poor. And anytime I give tzedakah, so I'll have intent to give tzedakah. And the Torah prohibits us from detaining fulfilling our vows. And the part of our vows are what we're obligated, what we take upon ourselves to give tzedakah. If a person gets an aliyah and he promises he'll give a certain amount of charity to the shul, that's part of a vow. And the Torah warns us not to delay paying up our vows. And the Torah warns us not to hold back from giving a loan to the poor. We have a special mitzvah not only to give charity, but if we can afford it, to give a loan to someone who needs it. And the Torah tells us, do not harden your heart. And a person has to think, I'm a servant before my Creator. So God says, you're my servants. And being that you're my servants, so don't treat your brother as though he's lower than you. He is not. You're all my servants. And after I say the verses of praise, I will say Yishtabach and Baruch Hu, as our sages instituted. And this is where we'll pick up with the blessings of Shema.